More weigh-in on changes in NAFTA. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The North American Free Trade Agreement is one thing, and agricultural trade is another. The reality is that most of the ag groups and farmers that I have talked with have not been very keen on the idea that President Trump might step in and alter our relationships with Canada and Mexico. In fact, they've told me that they would prefer to leave the agricultural provisions alone in the NAFTA agreements. Tom Slight is with the American Grains Council, and he feels that there's been too much posturing and not enough doing.
I think the biggest challenge is to get with it. There's a sense of, I wouldn't say urgency, but let's get this thing going. Let's get the negotiations started. I think the U.S. wants to get it done by the end of the year. Mexico certainly wants to get it done by the end of the year. Canada has indicated similar things. So the biggest challenge is let's get going. Let's get our positions figured out, and let's have a reasonable negotiation.
Idaho Farm Bureau reporter Jake Putnam makes a pragmatic observation regarding trade beyond our borders.
It's mind-boggling to think that 95% of the world's consumers live outside this country. It's silly to think that we only produce for our people when the market, 95% of it, is outside our borders. So Purdue's really starting to make some strides in this area, and everyone's very optimistic that we can open up even more export markets
and infuse billions of dollars into the U.S. economy. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.